This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. State fire crews are scrambling to contain a wildfire near Tyonek on the west side of Cook Inlet. The fire erupted Monday at the village airstrip. The airstrip is separated from the village by the Chewitna River, but the fire has jumped the river in one spot. The Midnight Sun's hotshot crew and an 8-man smoke jumper crew have been dispatched to Tyonek. Gusty winds and low humidity have heightened wildfire danger throughout South Central Alaska. Tribal leaders from Alaska and Canada say it's time to work together to oppose mines affecting both sides of the border. It's part of the growing scrutiny of projects near transboundary rivers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
Parts of southeast Alaska are only a couple dozen miles from British Columbia. Historically, tribal groups from both sides have met, traded, and married.
Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian people that live in Alaska all have tribes, clans, and relatives on the other side.
Richard Peterson is president of Southeast's Tlingit, Haida Central Council. He says over the years, many of those connections have been lost, but now they're coming back.
I'm really excited that we could remove these invisible barriers, this invisible line that they call the border that somehow successfully separates us so well. We're doing away with that line.
Peterson spoke at a recent program in Juneau about traditional life and changes coming to parts of northwest British Columbia. The main issue is large mine development, which is being closely watched by tribal leaders.
We don't want our livelihood destroyed. We don't want our watershed destroyed, and it's a very sacred place to us.
Anita McPhee is president of the Tahltan Central Council, based in northern British Columbia. Tahltans have brought their message to southeast Alaska for a number of years, but McPhee says most weren't aware of possible impacts on rivers that cross the border. She says meetings held this spring changed her perspective.
One of the things that I'm prepared to do is go back and carry that message back to our people, back to the other tribes, and definitely talk to some people in industry and say, you know, just because somebody's on the other side of the border does not mean that it doesn't impact them.
Much of the recent focus has been on what's called the KSM mine. It's a gold and copper prospect roughly 80 miles east of Wrangell. Its tailings could affect the Unik River, which flows into Beam Canal north of Ketchikan. Other mines could be built near the Stikeen, Taku, Alsek, and Chilkat rivers. They're part of a British Columbia government-backed mining boom. McPhee says her council has about 250 projects to track, and that's too many.
Now that this big storm has come through, we are in a place where we're getting organized, where we know what we want and we know what we don't want, and we know what we'll find acceptable and not acceptable.
Tlingit Haida President Peterson has worked with developers of mines near his Prince of Wales Island home. He says he was willing to listen when KSM representatives spoke at a tribal meeting in Craig earlier this year, but he says those representatives were not interested in listening to other views.
Every time anybody got up and said anything contrary to them, they snickered, they rolled their eyes, they laughed, they talked. I found them to be the utmost disrespectful people I'd ever dealt with. They don't care.
The Tlingit Haida Central Council and some other southeast groups are lobbying the federal government to get involved in the transboundary mining issue. They want the State Department to pressure Canadian officials to listen to tribal concerns. They'll take that issue before a National Council of American Indians conference next month in Anchorage, and they'll bring along support from the other side of the border, too. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
A Government Accountability Office report issued yesterday suggests U.S. participation in the Arctic Council lacks coordination and follow-through. The State Department, which leads the U.S. team, notes the GAO report only addresses the many recommendations the Council has adopted over the years and does not cover the more formal U.S. commitments made in international agreements. The State Department announced in February it will designate a special representative to the Council. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.